I'm speaking on behalf of many collaborators about building a breastfeeding movement, addressing policy systems, and environmental change through collaboration. So for how many of you is that language very familiar? Addressing policy systems and environmental change through collaboration. This was our CPPW grant in Illinois, two grants actually, both in Cook County, and I'm reporting on the CPPW grant in suburban Cook County. I have no financial relationships to disclose. I'm going to talk about the collaboration involved in this particular implementation of blueprint recommendations, but also independent breastfeeding promotion program, talking about policy solutions that were hospital-focused in the context of an obesity prevention CPPW grant, and finally talk about the specific actions to promote implementation of baby-friendly in suburban Cook County. Our CPPW grant in suburban Cook County was funded by CDC. This was the first round of CPPW, which was part of the stimulus plan. So we had to do an extra audit because it was stimulus funding. It was received by Cook County Department of Public Health, and the Public Health Institute of Metropolitan Chicago was the bona fide agent. The county got $16 million towards obesity prevention in suburban Cook County, and the project is scheduled to extend until March, but I hear there are possibilities of no-cost extensions around the country, so that may be a possibility for us as well. The suburban Cook County is a very diverse county. It is 56.3% white, black, including Hispanic, is about 26%, about 20% Hispanic. There are 125 separate municipalities in Cook County. And, you know, it's in the greater Chicago area. Some people call it Chicagoland, which sounds like you're a used car salesman, but actually, what interestingly, over half of the adults in suburban Cook County are overweight or obese, which is more than the entire population of Montana, and 40% of our children are overweight or obese. So it really is a municipality or an area that needs this kind of infrastructure and was ripe for the CPPW funding. Obesity, breastfeeding is one of the primary strategies for obesity prevention. We talk about obesity being 22% lower among breastfeeding children as a whole. It is dose related for each month of breastfeeding. Up to 9 months, the odds of overweight decrease by 4%. And with exclusive breastfeeding, the odds decrease by 6%. That's from the White House Task Force on Childhood Obesity. In Illinois, as you just heard, we have relatively high breastfeeding initiation overall, but only about two-thirds of women who start breastfeeding continue for at least 12 weeks, and low-income women stop breastfeeding sooner, and black women who started breastfeeding stopped sooner than white, Hispanic, and Asian women. So the objectives of the CPPW project, and there was definitely overlap as these two things, these two efforts sort of intertwined over time. Number one, to add exclusive breastfeeding rates to the Illinois Hospital Report Card. We decided that one of the easiest ways to keep track of hospital practice was to measure exclusive breastfeeding at hospital practice. We have an Illinois Hospital Report Card that puts data from hospitals online. This year was the very first year that we put a vague breastfeeding measure, was the baby breastfed, on the hospital report card. So it was very exciting for breastfeeding advocates to have a breastfeeding measure there. Breastfeeding initiation, or was the baby breastfed, doesn't speak very clearly about hospital practice, because it really depends on what the community is. But we wanted to make sure that we continued our progress in reporting on breastfeeding in our state by adding that exclusive measure to the hospital report card. In suburban Cook County, it was decided that implementing 5 or more of the 10 steps would be an achievable and laudable objective. We also wanted to work on getting recommendations by the state physician associations to integrate breastfeeding promotion into physician practice, and wanted to pay attention to statewide policy by, actually, the objective that was chosen was to introduce legislation in the state of Illinois to allow for reimbursement of breastfeeding support, including peer counselors. This is not a good time for putting in legislation to increase reimbursement rates, I have to say. Our partners were Health Connect One. We actually started out 25 years ago as the Chicago Breastfeeding Task Force, so our work has been about breastfeeding and other maternal child health issues for many years. We focus on training and development of community health worker programs, so in this case, breastfeeding peer counselor programs. The Illinois chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics participated in this project, so we had that access to physician support. The Illinois Maternal and Child Health Coalition, which does statewide policy and advocacy work in Illinois, and the Metropolitan Chicago Healthcare Council, which is comprised of represents more than 150 hospitals and healthcare organizations in the state. So we were really combining advocacy on multiple sectors for this initiative. We kicked off in November of 2010. With a wide range of informal partners, including some hospitals who were already quite interested. A number of the providers who had been working in the trenches for many years. WIC has been increasing their peer counselor rate and their push on breastfeeding for a number of years in our state. And then existing breastfeeding organizations. So how far have we gotten? The Illinois Hospital Report Card, we have partnered through our CPPW grant with New York City's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene for information about the work that they did in getting data on exclusive breastfeeding at hospital discharge, and we've had several meetings with the Illinois Department of Public Health about implementing New York's measurement, which is very specific. It's more specific than just asking, was the baby exclusively breastfed at hospital discharge. In March of this year, we got an agreement from the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health to use the question developed by New York City. We have since had a transition of leadership in the Department of Public Health, so we are committed to continuing to work with the interim director. We're looking at asking the percentage of babies breastfed, or asking how many babies were breastfed, how many babies were partially breastfed, breast and formula, and then how many babies were entirely formula fed. So we're looking at, it will take a number of years to actually accomplish the change in the Illinois breastfeeding report card, I'm sorry, in the Illinois birth certificate, which is where our data for the Illinois breastfeeding report card comes from. Some states do it through through other means. We do it through the birth certificate. But I have heard more recently that they're planning in the interim to add an exclusive breastfeeding question to the birth certificate as part of the transition by 2013. So we are very excited that we're really talking about measurement as one of the first successes in this process. We also worked, Dr. Rosenberg and I were at the Illinois, the State Quality Council meeting last month, and State Quality Council voted to recommend to the PAC, the Perinatal Advisory Committee, which is the committee that oversees our perinatal network, that the next quality improvement plan in the state of Illinois will be a breastfeeding quality improvement plan, focusing on the quality of hospital practices for breastfeeding in Illinois. So we are very hopeful that that will happen soon. In Illinois, people are always talking about where's the beef, and in this case, show me the money. We're wary of unfunded requirements for data collection, quality improvement. So we are very hopeful that the grant for the Community Transformation Grant will provide some of the funding that will allow us to implement the Quality Improvement Plan through our perinatal network. The Hospital Breastfeeding Council of Metropolitan Chicago helped us in the CPPW project in suburban Cook County, and ultimately in the city of Chicago as well, to begin work on baby-friendly preparation. We are delighted that in the city of Chicago, we now have three, and hopefully soon to be expanded, three new hospitals that have registered for the 4D pathway, registered for baby-friendly designation. So we're on our way in the Chicago area. And we're also very excited about the new Illinois physician statement on breastfeeding, which included participation from family practice, ACOG, and AAP in Illinois. An example, we're done?
We're about out of time.
Okay.
One sentence?
Actually, what's been interesting to us is that hospitals have focused not just on in-hospital practices, but many of them have been interested in developing breastfeeding peer counselor programs. So through their multidisciplinary committees, they've been doing that work and, sort of coordinating it with the in-hospital work that most of you are familiar with. Thank you.
We'll take one question, ma'am.